Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Pierce. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Rice reaches second base with a double. Lynn moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive towards left. Ogilvie catches it and throws to second to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Carbo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez has Cooper trapped. There's the throw to Wackenfuss and back to Michael, who tags Cooper for the out. Petrocelli moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carbo hits a pop-up into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pierce scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Walker now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doyle bunts towards first. Pierce scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. Carbo moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Carbo moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Pierce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-3 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michael moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael scores. LaFleur scores. It's Tigers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pierce scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. Burleson moves to second. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 3 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.